I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. That wasn't weird at all. That's how you normally talk to me, right?
Oh no, I actually don't normally talk to you.
That's true. That's actually true. I had to force you to have a conversation with me yesterday, if you recall. You just kept trying to take a shower
Well, you know I love showers more than anything.
the whole time. So I had this idea to do a podcast where I explain cryptids to my wife, Dawn. That's Dawn.
Hi, that's me.
And I'm Ryan. I am not an expert on cryptids, but I am
Or
a
anything.
cryptid enthusiast.
Oh. I don't know what a cryptid is at all.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you're just
I
playing dumb.
don't. I mean, I clearly understand what the root word is, but I am being willfully ignorant because the other day when you were first talking about this, and I said, "Oh, I don't know what that is. Can you explain it to me?" And you were like, "Just Google it." And
Yeah.
I said, "Well, out of principle, I will not." So I look forward to finding out.
I mean, we live in the information age. You can get information on anything because it's
Yeah,
not
I
like
could have,
we
but I
didn't
asked
we
you to
didn't
tell me.
I know, but we didn't have this conversation in person. We had this conversation on Twitter, I believe. So like you're literally on a device with internet capability. Since you don't know what a cryptid is, I also plan on including Abby in some of these in the future, but you guys will have to share a microphone.
Oh, that's fine.
Because I think that
This dented microphone.
she would get a huge kick out of it. But a cryptid,
Oh
as
boy.
defined,
Here we go.
is any figure from folklore
Ooh.
can be considered a cryptid from the Greek crypto, meaning hide, after the term cryptozoology and meaning a hidden animal.
Awesome.
Some dictionaries
Continue.
and encyclopedia define the term cryptid as an animal whose existence is questionable.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and believe.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you. Well, so here's the thing. Bigfoot is a cryptid.
Okay.
The Jersey Devil is a cryptid. Those are considered cryptids.
Okay, got it.
Loch Ness Monster,
That's what
things
I
like
figured.
that.
Okay.
All right. So, but there are so many of them. And I
Chupacabra,
Chupacabra,
your mom.
yep, my mom, who listens to this podcast. So, these are all cryptids. There are actually cryptids that have been proven to be actual animals. I think the panda is one of
Really?
them. Yeah, the panda was only discovered in like 1938 or something crazy like
Oh
that.
my God, what a time to be alive.
So, also another example is the colossal squid.
Oh. So that was going to be my question, or kind of where I was going with this, because although I don't believe in things like Bigfoot,
Wrong. That's wrong, but go ahead.
obviously we know that huge swaths of the world are left unexplored. Specifically, like the deep ocean. So,
There are a lot of oceanic cryptids.
well, I believe it. And I mean, just in time to plug the Meg coming out August 10th.
Are you in the Meg?
No, but I'm super stoked to see it.
This podcast is gonna be a chore for everyone involved except for you.
I'm not even drinking, people.
You're not drinking people.
Not today.
All right. This is already starting off super weird. I'm glad that you're having a good time.
Really am.
I wish you would take this comedy podcast more seriously. So
Maybe I would take it more seriously if I could wear some headphones.
I'm not wearing headphones.
I know, but you had the option to. I
Yeah,
didn't.
well, there's a reason for that too.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so the cryptid that I'm going to tell you about today is the Beast of Bray Road.
Oh man, awesome. All right.
All right.
Strapping in.
Yeah. So the Beast of Bray Road is a creature reported in 1936 on a rural road outside of Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
All right.
All right. One night,
Soft spot in my heart for Wisconsin.
because you love cheese.
Continue.
You didn't answer the question.
No. Gareth is from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh, you should see Ryan's face right now. He deeply regrets his life decisions.
I deeply regret. I was like going all the way back to like 2006. I think that's where I went wrong. Anyway, the Beast of Bray Road is a creature reported in 1936 on Aurora Road outside of Elkhorn, Wisconsin. One night in the fall of that year, 24-year-old bar manager Lorraine Andrizzi, I don't know how you say that name, was rounding a curve on Bray Road when she saw what she thought was a person kneeling and hunched over on the side of the road. When she slowed down, she took a closer look at that figure on the passenger side of the car. She was no more than 6 feet away from it at the time. The sighting lasted for about 45 seconds, and she stated that she clearly saw a beast with grayish brown hair, fangs, and pointed ears.
It was a
His
wolf.
Face was long and snouty.
Okay.
Like a wolf.
Like a wolf.
She also noted that even though the car's headlights were pointed ahead down the roadway, the creature's eyes glowed with a yellowish color.
Ooh.
Just like an animal's would when you, or just like an animal's will when you reflected car headlights.
Yeah. Like a deer.
Right.
Yeah.
She went on to add that the arms of the beast were rather strange. They were jointed as a man's would be and seemed to be holding food with its palms upward, completely like any animal. I should proofread these. I don't know who's writing this, but all right. They were jointed as a man's would be and it seemed to be holding food with its palm upwards. I think it's supposed to be completely unlike any animal she had ever heard of.
Got it. Right. Because an animal doesn't hold its food with its head. Right, except exactly. For our old cat, Bean, who did that. But
that's true.
I digress.
Right. But I don't think our cat is the Beast of Bray Road.
I mean, you don't know. This podcast could be about cryptids and reincarnation.
I like how you are laughing at your own jokes. That's good. So unlike any animal that she had ever heard of, the arms were muscular.
Mm.
Like...
What?
Don't sexualize the Beast of Bray Road.
Oh, please. Everyone else is doing it.
Okay. Like a man who had worked out.
Oh, man.
I'm glad we didn't do this one with Abby.
She would have agreed.
And the creature seemed to have human-like fingers with claws at the end. She did not notice any sort of tail, but did say that its back legs were behind it, like a person would be if it was kneeling.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a werewolf is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like. And it's actually, I believe that it's considered the most, like, famous werewolf of all time or whatever, because, like, there's more sightings of it. It's not the only...
Oh, shit. Continue.
The only time. What do you think about this so far?
Well, you said she was a manager of a bar? Is that what you said? Okay, so she's drunk. Okay. So I'm going to take her account with a grain of salt, but I will keep an open mind going forward.
That's good. All right, so an earlier sighting of something was made by a dairy farmer from Elkhorn named Scott Bray, who reported
Of Bray Road?
Yeah, they've probably been farmers there since the dawn of time or whatever.
So he's drumming up business for his dairy farm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's,
well?
That's how that works.
He's making it a tourist attraction.
Yeah. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, let me get some milk while I'm here.
Or ice cream.
How do you know they sell ice cream?
If you own a dairy farm and you are creating a tourist attraction and you're not making ice cream to sell, you're doing it wrong.
You're creating this whole narrative yourself. No one said anything about ice cream. No one ever said it anyway. An earlier sighting of something, and that's in quotes, was made by a dairy farmer from Elkhorn named Scott Bray, who reported seeing a strange-looking dog in his pasture near Bray Road in September or October of 1989.
Okay, so this is 60 years later?
Yeah. He said the beast was larger and taller than a German Shepherd, and I think that even that Lorraine Andrazi might have been in the 80s as well. I think the 1936 was the first time that it was like spotted or whatever.
Got then, it. Okay.
Like there, I got, so this is from.
I did think it was weird that a woman with an Italian last name was a bartender in the 30s, but that I let go.
Well, why not?
In Wisconsin? I don't know.
Anyway, there's a lot of this is getting edited out. And by a lot, I mean none. So. Yeah, so that was the first time that it... So I got this from... There's a Cryptid Wiki. There's a thing called Mysterious Universe or something like that, like .org.
Okay.
And...
I'm nodding, as if just, you can hear me.
Yeah, and then just random websites about cryptids and stuff. So okay. If I'm plagiarizing you, then whatever. The 11 people who might actually listen to this aren't going to sue us. No. Anyway. If you're just reading something from the internet to your wife and recording it, that's not copyright.
No, we're not selling anything except for ice cream. What? Listen, I'm a capitalist at heart.
All right. He said that the beast was larger and taller than a German shepherd, and it had pointed ears and a hare tail and long gray and black hair. He added it was built very heavy in the front, as if it had a strong chest. He followed the dog to a large pile of rocks, but the creature had vanished. He did find that it had left behind huge footprints, though, which disappeared into the grass of the pasture.
Yikes.
So... So here's like an interesting little like side thing is that, oh yeah, so the Beast of Bray Road counts as the most famous of modern American werewolves.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. Even though...
Was it a full moon at the time or...
I don't know. They don't know. I couldn't find anything either way. But the thing is that a lot of like...
You know, it is the information age. You could just figure out the date and we can go back and look at moon calendars. Lunar calendars. We could figure it out.
All right.
Edit that in post. I don't know.
Edit that in post? Mm-hmm. I don't know if we just have in September or October of 1989. So I'm assuming there were at least two full moons in September or October of 1989.
At least.
So, so like an interesting thing is, yeah, he's the most famous modern American werewolf, but like a lot of people like cryptozoologist type people, obviously only the fringe ones believe in werewolves. They think that this is some kind of animal.
Yeah.
Or what, you know, like an unknown animal.
Right,
or,
like a wolf with mange. Or like,
or yeah, yeah, or even like a bear. Somebody mistook a bear or something. Or, you know, like anything. Okay. Like, or even Bigfoot. Like, you know, like some cryptozoologists are like, oh, it's probably just a Bigfoot sighting that these people are, you know, confusing and whatever. Maybe the lady, she's 24, she's driving home from a bar.
Yeah.
She's probably drunk. She saw Bigfoot. She thinks it's a werewolf. I mean, it happens. Because, like, Bigfoot is also very muscular.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah, I know. Apparently.
When did Disney's Beauty and the Beast come out?
Well, like, 92, 94.
Okay.
Somewhere. All like, right. I'm pretty sure later. It's, like, 90s.
Got it.
So the rash of claim sightings in the late 80s and early 90s prompted a local newspaper, the Walworth County Week, to assign reporter Linda Godfrey to cover the story. Godfrey was initially skeptical, but later became convinced of the sincerity of the witnesses.
Oh, man.
Now, some like the skeptic in me, which is only small, because like I think cryptids are fun.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, like the most fun. And like I don't like when people are just like, oh, this is indisputable proof against it. Like I kind of do like a la, 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 I'm not listening because like, I want it to be real.
Yeah, you, like Mulder, you want to believe.
I want to believe. And, like, speaking of the X-Files, too, like, the, somebody much smarter than me was, like, talking about the X-Files. It might have even been on the X-Files, RIP podcast. Just about how, like, one of the central ideas, it seemed like, of the X-Files was just about how the modern world is encroaching on, like, mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we figure everything out and, like, you know... We know will-o'-the-wisps are just nitrogen swamp gas or whatever. And, like, the mystery is kind of getting sucked out of the world as we get more and more modern.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like antibiotics and, like, antibacterial, but fuck science.
I mean, I'm not going to go that far. But, like, no, but for real, like, I, you know, like, there are just some certain things that are just fun. And, like, the problem is that people go too far the other way and, you know, like, oh, pitchforks, knives, witches, burn the witches. But, like, that stuff is fun, and I think it's super fun, and it makes me sad to think that science and the modern world are just encroaching and just shining light wherever there is darkness. But, like, fun hides in darkness.
Wow. That's true.
And murderers.
And murderers.
So, yeah, so like, so what is it? What is it? So the Beast of Bray Road counts as the most famous of modern American werewolves. It has been in the media regularly since the first sightings were publicized and even has a low-budget movie based on its legend.
Can we watch it?
I hear it's really bad. I looked it up on IMDb.
Oh my god, maybe that's what they'll do at How Did This Get Made?
Maybe. I was thinking, I don't want to get involved in talking about another podcast right now, but we'll talk about what movie I think that they should do.
By the way, the alliteration of Beast of Bray Road really helps its case.
Yeah. I knew you would like that.
Oh, well, you were right.
Ryan
just rolled his eyes at me. He doesn't like alliteration.
I love alliteration. Because of the numerous witnesses who have claimed to see this creature, the evidence supporting the Beast of Bray Road is far greater than the evidence supporting almost any other werewolf legend. Cryptozoologists do not generally take shapeshifters seriously unless they are on the fringe. Therefore, as with other werewolf reports, there is a tendency to force the evidence into a more acceptable interpretation, discarding whatever circumstances and details of witness testimony that do not fit with the chosen hypothesis.
Okay.
First of all, there are those who hold up something far more normal than the creatures described by most witnesses. Some say that all this fuss is based around an escaped pet wolf, a large feral dog, a bear, or some other creature that's known to exist.
Mm-hmm.
For those who believe the Beast of Bray Road is something out of the ordinary, but not something as radical as an actual werewolf, cryptozoology is a natural place to turn for possible candidates. Several distinct cryptids, namely the skunk ape, which we could talk about at some point. It's an odd relative of Bigfoot.
He's the odd one.
Yeah, exactly. He's called Skunk Ape.
Poor Uncle Skunk. He does his best.
So, Skunk Ape and the Walili. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Or Bear Dog. Or the canine-like Shunka Warkin. All have been mentioned as possibilities for the identity of the Beast of Bray Road. All these creatures would fit with some of the sightings, but none of these cryptids could account for all of the sightings.
Interesting.
So what do you think? What do you think about the Beast of Bray Road?
I mean, I'm inclined to believe in it because he's got a great name.
He's got muscles.
He's got muscles. I mean, I wasn't going to mention that again, but yeah, you brought it up.
I saw it in your eyes. Yeah.
It's just, when was the most recent sighting?
If I recall correctly, the most recent sighting was 1999.
And when was the first? And the first sighting was in the 30s. Documented sighting.
Yeah.
So my question is this: I'm not sure I believe that it would have been the same creature.
No,
because like a dog lives 15 years at best.
Right.
Like I don't know how long a wolf lives, but like probably not that long.
Yeah, probably similar.
So we could say it's a family of these beasts
of werewolves. Oh,
of. Or, you know, whatever the beast is. Or it's a, I don't want to say naturally occurring animal, but like a animal that we more officially know that has some sort of disease. And this disease just
makes it
across.
Walk on hind legs and gives it muscles.
Well, wait. Did we ever know for sure it was walking on hind legs?
Well, I thought it said that.
I thought
Hold on. So she took a closer.
He was just crouching, the lady who was driving.
Well, you're right. But it was holding its food. She said she did not notice any sort of tail, but that its back legs were behind it, like a person would be if it was kneeling. Okay, yeah. So you know what? Because I read that like a person would be, I took it as it was kneeling. But I guess she's just saying that like it was walking on its knees.
Yeah, I don't know.
So going back to your drumming up publicity thing, I did read one of the accounts. I didn't know how many to put in here, but of them,
you should have put all of them.
Well, one of them was actually on Halloween.
Mm.
And one of them, I mean, it's not the only sighting, but one of them was on Halloween and somebody was just like, it was probably just a person in a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But even if it was a person in a Halloween costume, what are you doing on this like rural road just standing on the side of the road holding, like, your spaghetti or whatever. Because it was holding food, so I'm assuming it was, like, a plate of spaghetti.
I was assuming, like, I don't know, roadkill type of...
But why would... You would call it roadkill, you wouldn't call it food. Or you say it was holding a dead animal.
Yeah.
If you saw, like, a lion with, like, an antelope in its mouth...
I would say that was the lion's food.
You would say that it was food? Not like it had, like, a gazelle in its mouth?
No. Especially if I didn't know what the animal... Like, listen. All my attention is clearly focused on the fucking beast in front of me and the muscles.
Oh.
I care slightly less about whatever wildlife it has just killed.
Right. Well, I would say, like... But I would still say it had, like, a carcass or a dead animal. I wouldn't be like, it had food in its hands. Because they don't know what it's doing with it.
It's eating it. If there's a dead animal in its mouth...
In the report, it doesn't say that anything about it eating it. It just says that it was holding food in its hand like a waiter.
All right, listen.
Maybe it's a werewolf waiter.
I mean, oh, it was a werewolf bar mitzvah.
He was on his way to a werewolf bar mitzvah.
So you posit that this creature was holding a plate of spaghetti in its hand like a waiter. I posit... That it was...
Well, I left out the part where he's also wearing a tuxedo.
Well, I mean, he had muscles, I assumed.
Yeah, right.
I posit that it's an animal who has just killed another, like, smaller animal, like a fox or, like, something like that. Or there was a dead animal that was hit by a car, like roadkill, and it, like, is a scavenger, and it came to the side of the road to get it. So it's in my envisioning, it's a dead animal, like a roadkill type of animal. And... Just to kind of roll back, yes, I would just describe that as food in the entire description of this craziness.
You are a 24-year-old Italian.
Okay.
All right? Oh, yeah. Just the 24-year-old part. You're a 24-year-old Italian.
Okay.
This
has nothing to do with the Italian part, but I'm 24, so I don't know many words. I'm also from the Midwest.
Damn.
JK.
So you're driving your car. All right.
Yeah. I'm drunk.
There's no report that she's a bar manager.
Okay, doesn't matter. She's 24.
Been promoted
she's
to
drunk.
Manager.
If I were 24, I'd be
drunk. You don't get promoted to manager by drinking on the job.
I mean, maybe you don't.
All right.
You've
well,
never been a 24-year-old Italian woman.
That you know of. So you're driving down there. All right. You're driving in your car.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's dark. You're coming home. It's probably like 2 or 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you're just like, Mamma Mia, what is that on the side of the road? All right, and then there's a wolf there.
Serving meatballs.
Holding meatballs and spaghetti. No, but, you know, so you're driving, and you see a wolf, and you're like, Mamma Mia, what in the world could that be? And, like, you know... You're totally, like, freaked out, and then, like, you freak out, you drive away, you're telling somebody at the bar, or this reporter lady, or a cop, or whoever, and you're like, oh, and this is what it looked like, and it was gray and brown, and it was, like, you know, and it was holding, like, even holding something in its hand, like, the food, I don't know why I'm focusing on the food, fact that she thought that it was food, like, why would she assume that it was food, that it was holding food?
I mean, maybe it was, I don't know, like, what else would it be holding? What else would it be holding?
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. We don't know anything about this creature. I mean, if it was eating, maybe that would be a different story. Like, she's like, oh, I saw it, like, take a bite of this fish, so it was its food.
Okay, but, all right, well, I can't believe this is what we're choosing to, like, pick at. But have you ever...
Seen the Beast of Bray Road?
Sadly, no. Only in the mirror. No, like if you're driving down the road and you see, I don't know, like some animal on the side of the road, like a bird, for example.
Okay.
That's picking at like a dead squirrel on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. As you drive by it, it's not actively eating. It stops for a minute because, like, it's distracted by your car.
Right.
So I would say to that, I drove down the road and I saw a crow eating a dead squirrel, even though it was not actually eating it at the very moment, because I would assume that that's what it was
doing.
You
wouldn't say, I drove down the road and I saw a crow eating its food.
Okay, well, you know what? I think we're going to have to move on from this.
You wouldn't say that.
I mean, but I would, because, like, I don't need to be specific about what it's eating.
You would, though. You'd be like, oh, or I saw it eating something, or I saw, but, like, I don't know why the food thing. Like, I don't know, but I'm just making a point that, you know, it just, you know, I don't know. And then she also had time to, like, size up its muscles.
What? That was weird. Probably very remarkable piece, like... It had very distinct muscles.
clearly. I mean, because it's... I mean, the guy made notice the same thing, too.
Wow,
so
see?
This thing's jacked.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's just like a wolf who got... What is...
What?
Why are you acting like that? It is a wolf man at best. Or it is an animal?
Man, I'm hungry like the wolf.
You are aggressively weird today. So it's either... it's either an animal... Like an actual animal.
Mm-hmm.
With cryptid or uncrypted.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be an animal with some disease or mutation or both.
Or a mutated disease. Mm-hmm. Or it's a werewolf. But like any three of those options, you should not be sexualizing its muscles.
I mean, listen, I can do what I want. This is America in 1990 or whatever fucking year it is.
Because you're the 24-year-old Italian woman still? Is that what you're saying?
I'm every woman at this point. Every person who wants to objectify the male body, not just women.
Okay.
Okay.
It's very woke of you. So, so that's the cryptid, the Beast of Bray Road.
I love it.
Think? You love him?
I love him.
There are, I just want to say, like,
I want a t-shirt.
There are so many cryptids.
Oh my God.
That, like, this, we could do, like, 9,000 episodes of this.
Well, I got nothing but time.
Podcast. And I don't know how long this podcast has been, but it doesn't have to be, like, you know, 10 hours long. I have no
idea. Well, it doesn't matter. This, everyone stopped listening as soon as we went on and on about the food.
I don't think so. I think more people than you will give credit for are interested in what a Beast of Bray Road eats.
Well, it's a dead animal. It's not a plate of spaghetti. Listen, it would eat a plate of spaghetti.
Oh, definitely.
But that's not going to be on the side of the road.
Are you
in the middle of Wisconsin?
That the Beast of Bray Road has some sort of like celiac disease or something and that it can't eat wheat products?
No, what I'm suggesting is that it can't go make a spaghetti dinner in its kitchen and then bring it to the side of a dark road.
You don't know anything about this.
Well, I know that he wasn't eating spaghetti. I know he was eating a dead animal, whether he killed it or he found it dead. I know this.
Okay. All right. On a scale...
Write in, everyone. Let's have a Twitter poll.
A Twitter poll, indeed. Does the does the Beast of Bray Road enjoy spaghetti? Yes or no?
Well, wait, that wasn't the question.
Oh, does he eat spaghetti?
No, that also wasn't the question. He would eat spaghetti. What was he eating?
What was he eating?
It wasn't spaghetti. It was a dead animal of some sort. Okay. And meatballs don't count.
How do you know? How do you know he wasn't eating, like, figs and berries and nuts?
Because carnivores like that eat meat.
How do you know it's a carnivore?
It had fangs.
I don't remember saying anything about fangs.
You need to go back. It had pointy ears.
Brown hair, fangs, and pointy ears. Mm-hmm. All right. What if it uses the fangs to suck the juice from grapes? She's shaking her head at me because she knows how podcasts work.
Wow.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being like, Ryan, and 10 being, yeah, that's probably a real thing. Where do you put the Beast of Bray Road?
As a
potentially like a real thing, like
a cryptid or like a...
Well, it's a real cryptid.
Yeah. Okay. So,
like, do you think that it is real on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being like, Ryan, it's not real. You're ridiculous. And 10 being like, I 100% believe that it is like the colossal squid and that it is a real creature. So, all right, so here's the other thing. Before you answer that.
Okay.
there are like cryptids that like get regionalized. Like this is the Beast of Bray Road, but let's argue for just one second that it is a Bigfoot. So Bigfoots are spotted all around the world and everywhere and up and down. There was a small thing about it being possibly being a Wendigo.
You told me about Wendigos before.
Wendigos are weird Canadian monsters that have to do with like consuming human flesh, and then you get turned into a Wendigo, and it's this whole weird thing. It's like a Native American thing. I'm not so sure about that because that's like supernatural.
Although I don't put supernatural things any further out of the realm of possibility than I do weird cryptids.
I don't know, because, again, going back to originally, the original thing is that, like, there are cryptids who have been proven to be real animals in the past.
Right.
But
yeah,
no one's ever found a real vampire or werewolf or ghost or whatever, but, like, there have been, like...
Welcome to my home after dark. You guys, the way Ryan looks at me when I'm silly... It's the greatest reason for living.
Because it's like out of left field. Like, what are you doing? Are you doing a shtick?
No, I was being a vampire.
Yeah, well, you definitely suck.
Lame.
So, the colossal squid, for example, like, because they knew that there were squid. And they knew that there were giant squid. And they theorized that there were colossal squid, which a lot of people attribute to being what they thought krakens were, because they get to be like something insane, like 60 feet long or something, these squids, and like it's the ocean.
So I
know, like, typically speaking, cryptids that are found are more that they believe to be real that are oceanic, but there are ones, there's one that we can get to later that people reported seeing, like a unicorn in Africa. And they were like, oh, the unicorn, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's some kind of weird, and nobody ever found it until someday somebody did. And it's just, like, kind of like a antelope-y kind of creature, but it just has one horn.
Oh, well, spoiler alert, but...
So, like, I mean, you won't know. Maybe I'll do it 2 years from now when you forget, or 2 minutes from now. So that's the thing, is that I know we're focusing on this one creature, but it could necessarily, like you said, a family, or there could be, like... a bunch of them that are in the, like, its nest is around Bray Road. It's nocturnal, so that's why people only seem to see it at night or whatever, early in the morning. And it's just a small batch of these creatures, and they're just a new type of...
Yeah, you know what? I mean, thing. I'm going to have to go with it's definitely possible, because...
So on a 1 to 10, give it a ranking.
I'm going to go with 5.
A 5, so yeah. Either way, you can go either way on that one.
I don't think you're ever going to get me to go with 10, yes, I fully believe it.
Well, you're going to have to when we do the episode on cryptids that turned out to be real. Then it's all 10s.
I mean, I don't have to.
That's true. You don't have to believe in pandas if you don't want to.
Fake news.
All right, well, I'm going to go out right now and say that Dawn does not believe in pandas and bother her on Twitter about it.
Don't at me, bro.
So... Well, yeah, are you just saying random things now?
No, that's
don't at me, bro.
That's a phrase.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who says that?
People on Twitter.
You only follow 2 people on Twitter.
Oh, false. I follow the 3 foxiest foxes on Twitter. Gareth, you, and an actual fox. Well, for purposes of my life, I'm counting as a person.
It's a cryptid. So anyway,
love you, Juniper.
Shout out to Juniper the Fox. I might agree with you. I'm going to go a 5 too on this one, because I think that the fact that even that one reporter who was skeptical at first believed the sincerity of their claims, she didn't say that she believed in the Beast of Bray Road, but just that she believed that those people
believed it.
Fair. So they probably saw something.
Right. And, you know, if you're not used to seeing something, your imagination can run wild and you really believe it. Like,
especially if you're a drunk Italian.
Well, I mean, I don't want to stereotype.
But
no, but like realistically, like if I grew up in New Jersey all my life, and I never would have thought that, like, coyotes could live in New Jersey, because to me, coyotes live in the desert in Arizona.
Right.
Right. But, you know, fast forward 20 years later, and there's coyotes all over New Jersey.
All right, anyway. Wow. You're like, 20 years later. I might just have to make this a video podcast so that people can see, like, your weird act outs. You were just like, what's the name? Like, the Bluth matriarchy. That's who you remind me of.
Lucille?
Yeah, Lucille.
Thank you.
You just reminded me of, like, Lucille, and you were just like, you know. Whoa.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Just about how, you know, I never would have believed in coyotes. Well, I never believed that coyotes could live in our area.
Right.
But it turns out that, in fact, yes, they really can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean,
so anything could live anywhere.
You know what, too? And the thing is, it could have been, like we said, like a wolf, just mm-hmm. a wolf, a lone wolf.
I was just kidding.
Are you just going to make, like, sex? Are you undersexed?
I was just being silly that time. Any of the other times, though.
So it could be a lone wolf, and it could be, you know, something wrong with it, or like even mutant. Not, I don't mean mutant like Leonardo or Raphael mutant, but like maybe a larger than normal sized
right.
wolf.
Right.
And, you know, these people saw it. But I mean, the fact that it was holding, like, you know, something, we can argue about what that something was another time, in its hands, like, palm up, is weird, though.
It is weird. Right, because a wolf's legs just can't bend that way.
Right. So the palm up part is weird.
Right.
But, I don't know. I think that this is a cool, this guy's a cool cryptid.
No, I like him. I think we should give him a name. Does he have a name already?
Bray.
Well, we're going to have to think on this.
Yeah, why don't you think about it and then tweet.
It's got to be a B for sure.
To Gareth.
Oh, no. I don't want to embarrass myself. I'm just going to love him, not so silently, but Brayden, from afar.
Brayden, the Beast of Bray Road. No.
Billy. Can we go with Billy?
Yes.
Billy, the Beast of Bray Road.
Sure. All right. So this one's for you, Billy. oh, by the way, I know we didn't introduce this in the beginning. I'm seriously thinking about calling this podcast Teaching ABCs, and the ABC stands for All About Cryptids. And I think I wasn't sure if that title was going to match the tone of the podcast, but now I think it matches it too well. So I think it's definitely going to be called Teaching ABCs.
You're welcome, Canada.
What? What are you talking about?
What was the weird random country that was downloading your podcast before?
Canada is a weird random country?
Well, we don't know
there
anyone there.
Several weird random countries. All right,
shout out weird random countries. Love you.
All right, I think that's enough for you now. You've gotten weirdly drunk on podcasting.
Can we do another one?
No.
Please?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
So this has been teaching you all about cryptids.
All about cryptids. I'm going to write a rap about it.
Yes. Please do that. All right. Dawn's going to go write a rap about this. I'm going to stick my head in the oven. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.